52, 53 in Bodega Bay. Cloudy with some showers for Monday at 50, 51 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Garden Talk and the Good Food Hour are brought to you by the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. From the KSRO greenhouse, we move effortlessly over to the KSRO pie shack.
That's right.
Kitchen.
We're rolling out dough today in
yes. honor of National Pie Day, which is coming up on Monday, January 23rd. I know we had the inauguration, but we celebrate in our own way here.
That's you right. Know, and well, we have to take our attention off politics for a little while.
So we're going to fix on pie for the next hour or so. But before we do that, one of the best wine and food tastings in all of Sonoma County is coming up in about a month, and to tell us about it is Betsy Fisher from the Santa Rosa Junior College. She's on the line with us. Hello, Betsy.
Hey, John. Hey, Steve. How are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing good.
Very well. Good. We're already at the third annual SRJC Wine Classic coming up Sunday, February 12th from 2 to 5. If folks do not know about this, they very well should. And there's a couple honorees this year. John Ash, you were one of the honorees. Was it last year or the year before?
It was. What was it, Betsy?
It was last year.
Last year. And I was honored along with Gayla Baron, of all people.
Mm-hmm.
And both of us were saying, does this mean we're getting old?
No, just like a fine wine, John.
Oh,
it means you're getting better.
So it's happening this 12th of February from 2 to 5. Where is it and who is being honored and what do we get when we go to it?
Well, it's on the SRJC campus in the Bertolini Student Hall Student Center, which is right in the center of campus and very easy to find. You know, it's really great because parking is very convenient right across Elliott Avenue, and parking is free. It's part of the $75 ticket price. So that's kind of a great little bargain there. We are honoring this year two icons of Sonoma County, Art Ubleto and Evelyn Cheatham. And I'm sure those names are familiar to everybody because they are doing such great things and have been for so long in Sonoma County.
That's marvelous. They'll both be there, of course?
Yes, they'll both be there. And they get to, kind of like what you did last year, John, you get to walk around and kind of have a little spotlight on you and have lots of people come up and talk to you and congratulate you. And, you know, we hope they'll also enjoy the food and the wines that are there as well.
I'm sure they will. You know, the great thing was that people stuck dollar bills in my pocket. No, they didn't do that.
How many wineries will be there? I know it's a lot of wineries would like to participate in the event.
Yeah, we always have to have a limit on that because of the size of the room, but we're going to have 30 wineries. And the great thing about this is the wineries who come always bring either the owner or the principal of the winery or the winemaker. So people can really connect with the people at the wineries who know everything there is to know about that particular wine. So it's a really great way to do some networking and some meeting of all our local celebrity winery folks in Sonoma County.
Betsy, how did this first start? Whose idea was this?
Well, you know, it first started with the current chair of our wine advisory committee at Santa Rosa Junior College over at the Schoen Farm Foundation, and his name is Christopher Silva, and his name should be pretty familiar to people in Sonoma County. He is the president and CEO of St. Francis Vineyards and Winery, and he came up with the idea to bring this very successful event at his alma mater, and he decided to bring it to Santa Rosa Junior College. And when he presented the idea to us, we just jumped on it and said it sounds like a really great way of celebrating our local wineries, but, you know, also to have an event where we could bring the local community, including so many alumni of Santa Rosa Junior College, back to the college, showcase the college, and do some great things.
Spotlight the food. Who will be preparing that?
Well, we came up with an interesting new idea this year. In the past, we've had our Santa Rosa Junior College Culinary Arts students, current students, do the food. And it was a massive volunteer effort, and it was very successful. But we decided to do something a little bit different this year and kind of highlight a few of our alumni, folks who have graduated from the culinary arts program and who have gone on to do greater things. So we have, we're going to leave under wraps who it is because it's still a work in progress, but we have some folks who are running their own successful food businesses who are very recent graduates of our culinary arts program. So we'll have a variety of savory and sweet foods there that folks will be able to enjoy as they're perusing the wines and tasting the various wines.
It's a beautiful event. There's also some lovely music in the background, as I recall.
Yeah, we're going to have alumni from the Santa Rosa Junior College Music Department, so they'll be there as well. It's a real college event, and what we found in the last few years, and I'm sure, John and Steve, you noticed this when you were both there, is really the community comes out for this, and really a lot of folks who've attended the college come back to it, and it just is a really nice community feeling. And, you know, The wineries participating are really top-notch wineries. This year we have Costa Brown Winery, we have St. Francis Vineyards, we have Iron Horse, of course Schoen Farm will be there, our own SRJC winery, and Sonoma Couture, and that's just five of the 30 that are coming.
So can you just briefly, I'm sure most people must know at this point about the culinary program at the JC, but for those who don't, can you give us a really brief history and kind of what you do?
Sure. Well, the culinary program's been around since 25 years. I can't do the addition in my head. 25 years. It was started as a very small kind of like a home ec program, and one of the key people involved in that, well, two key people, Harriet Lewis and Michael Salinger both had a lot to do with the beginnings of the program and certainly the growth of the program. And now we're 25, 26 years later, and we've moved into our own new building. Gosh, I guess you can't say it's new anymore. So we moved into that in 2012. And we've been growing strong ever since. So we have five certificates, a culinary certificate, a baking and pastry, restaurant management, fun house, and dining room certificate, and we have two associate of arts degrees.
It's a remarkable program, and the spring semester just started again. When does the restaurant open and the bakery open?
The restaurant and bakery open this coming week on Wednesday, the 25th. Of January. The bakery opens at 8 a.m. and the restaurant opens at 11:30. We always like to suggest reservations in the restaurant because we always seem to be busy. I'll give you a quick reservation number. It's 522-2796. 522-2796. And it's a good idea to make reservations and come check out the restaurant because it's really where you get the best view of the overall program because students are cooking and serving your meals, and it's just a great way to see it up close and personal.
So, Betsy, we just want to remind folks of the SRJC Wine Classic. It's Sunday, February 12th from 2 to 5 in the Lawrence Bertolini Student Center. That's right on the SRJC student campus, the Santa Rosa JC campus. Tickets available at srjcwineclassic.com. It will sell out. It's sold out the past couple of years. 30-plus wineries, some of the best in Sonoma County, great food, and, of course, the proceeds all benefit both the student scholarships and the hospitality culinary arts wine program, correct?
Yes, right. It's a very important fundraiser for us.
Thanks so much. We appreciate your time, and, of course, we'll check back with you in a couple of weeks and see if there's tickets remaining.
Sounds good. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate the time.
Thanks for your call.
All right. Bye-bye.
I'm getting hungry.
Me too.
And there is fresh baked pie that not only you and I are going to be our hungry listeners can partake of. We'll let you know how they can do that after this.
The Drive with Steve Jackson. Weekdays 3 to 6 on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
This year, you can finally check losing weight off your New Year's resolutions with the Mark Patrick Hypnosis Seminars. The Mark Patrick Hypnosis Seminar will be in Santa Rosa this week on Tuesday, January 24th. Join the over 500,000 people who have attended the Mark Patrick Hypnosis Seminar weight loss programs and have had successful results. For only $49.99, you can lose all the weight you want and keep it off, 100% guaranteed. This Tuesday, January 24th, at the Hyatt Vineyard Creek Hotel in Santa Rosa at 2 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. Registration begins a half hour before. Arrive early because space is limited. Finally, lose the weight you've always wanted to with the Mark Patrick Hypnosis Seminar. Learn more and reserve your spot today at markpatrickseminars.com. That's markpatrickseminars.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-445-6363. That's 1-800-445-6363. 1-800-445-6363. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You work hard. You're trying hard to grow your Sonoma County business. We'd like to help. Hi, this is Pat Kerrigan with KSRO, and we'd like to give you a break. Be a part of Free Plug Friday. You'll have 60 seconds on the air for free. It's our way of recognizing local businesses and giving you time to tell our audience what you do and why you're unique. 60 seconds on air free. Just log on to KSROFreePlugFriday.com and sign up. Free Plug Friday from 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Here are 99 reasons to start the new year with a new Hyundai. Right now you can get a new Accent SE for just $99 a month at Hyundai of Petaluma.
Lease a new 2016 Hyundai Accent SE for just $99 a month for 36 months with $19.99 due at signing. Excludes tax, title, license, registration, document fees, options, and insurance. Must finance through Hyundai Motor Finance on approved credit. Two at this price. Offer expires 1/31/17.
It's going to be a great 2017 if you hurry to Hyundai of Petaluma just off the 101 and HyundaiPetaluma.com. A proud member of the Avante Auto Group.
News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Here's a song to pie. Pie, oh my, nothing tastes sweet, wet, salty, and dry all at once so well as pie. Apple and pumpkin and mince and black bottom. I'll come to your place every day if you've got 'em. Pie. And that's by Roy Blunt Jr. His new book is Save Room for Pie, Food Songs and Chewy Ruminations. If you're not familiar with Roy Blunt Jr., he's one of the brightest writers in the history of American literature. He also, you can hear him on PBS's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. He's just a brilliant raconteur and writer and really knows his food lore. Mm. Okay. With that, we can get down to business.
So when did National Pie Day start?
Well,
do you know?
Yes, that, John. National Pie Day started in 1995. Uh-huh. So this is the 22nd annual National Pie Day. It's sponsored by the American Pie Council, which a lot of people don't even know exists.
I certainly didn't.
You didn't, I know. And actually, a couple of our guests didn't know until I told them, and they're pie professionals. It's based in Lake Forest, Florida. The American Pie Council has been around 21 years, and that's what they are. They're a pie empowerment organization. You can join as both either an amateur or a professional. They also have the Great American Pie Championships every single year since 1986 in Brandon, Florida. People from all over the country come to compete in both the professional and amateur categories for pie.
Wow.
And they set aside a day every year. It's always January 23rd, and that falls on Monday. Unfortunately, we couldn't do the show on Monday, so we thought we would celebrate pie today with two great local pie producers. Does that tell you enough about the American
Pie
Council?
It's great. You are so good.
Yes, I have so much important information in this head. So our first pie baker, who we've had the pleasure of having on a number of times over the years, actually we debuted Angelo Sacerdoti to our pie-loving public back in February 2011. Angelo, you opened the Petaluma Pie Company, I think it was December 2010. Is that close enough?
That's right. That's exactly right.
And you're still in business, well, these many years later.
Yes, indeed.
Which bodes well for our next guest, which I'll introduce, who's just opened her new pie place.
Congratulations.
Trisha Davis.
Thank you.
From Whole Pie, W-H-O-L-E, right here in Santa Rosa, California.
Exciting.
And you're a soul pie practitioner. Pretty much?
No, I actually do have a business partner, Julia Fries.
That makes pies with you?
No, she doesn't. Oh. She doesn't make
pies. Well, I'm asking, the hands-on part is you.
No, she doesn't touch the pies. I touch the pies.
And you are there every day. And you have the most oddest location that's a magnificent... I'm trying to find the word.
It looks like something from Scheherazade, don't you think?
We call it architecturally schizophrenic.
Let's see, how can we describe it? It's almost at the corner of Farmers Lane and 4th Street. You can see the old shut down abandoned liquor store right there on the corner.
That's right, GD Liquor.
John knows it well.
Sure, who doesn't?
Yeah. And right next to there is Hank's Creekside Bistro, the restaurant which a lot of people know. And then tucked right behind there is Whole Pie.
Yes.
What did that used to be?
Last, it was a yogurt shop. It's been a florist and a gift store. We heard some story about that maybe once upon a time it was half barbershop, half bar. But we don't know if that's true.
And you opened your doors in November, was it?
The end of October.
The end of October. So about 2.5, 3 months you've been open.
Mm-hmm.
So congratulations.
Thank you.
I've been a frequent customer since you opened your doors. So we wanted to balance out North and South, Santa Rosa Pie and Petaluma Pie. And both of you have brought in pies.
So both of you should tell us. So what's your pie philosophy? What are you trying to do with your pies?
Well,
how's that?
We have a few philosophies. One is we're trying to put as many local and organic ingredients in our pies, especially through our savory pies and some of our sweet pies. We try to travel the world in pie.
I'd love that. That's very ambitious.
And you do with the flavors. Well, flavors is not the right word, but the recipes that you've concocted. And you have some wild ones, you know, things that you think of that are not traditionally from pie areas, or maybe they are, I don't know, but all of your Indian curry, all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. We try to figure if it's something delicious, you can usually find a way to put it in a pie. Maybe not sushi, but...
But I remember when we had you on a number of years ago, you were harvesting some citrus from a local citrus tree down in Petaluma, weren't you? A tangerine or something like that. An orange tree?
Maybe it was a yuzu?
A yuzu.
Yuzu.
Yeah.
You're making a pie from yuzu fruit?
That's right, yeah.
And you had some fruit tree growing in on your property.
Yeah, that was a yuzu. I have a lot of trees. I have that. I have some mandarin trees and lemon trees. And
so you had to utilize as much fruit locally as possible.
Absolutely.
So what's the mix between sweet and savory in terms of your offerings?
You know, I'd say it's probably about 50-50. Mm-hmm. You know, at first, people just didn't associate, you know, eating lunch with a pie shop, but people started to get the idea. So, you know, at first we mostly sold sweet pies, but now it's crawled up too.
And what is the most popular pie you sell? Do you have one?
In which category?
In the sweet.
In the sweet category. Probably it would be like banana cream pie, but now we have a new one this year, which is... apple pecan crumble with salted caramel. That's kind of edging out some of the other ones.
And with savory, what's the most popular?
You know, it's a trick question because a lot of times you tell people this is the most popular because people come in and ask, and then it kind of continues to be more popular. But probably mushroom and goat gouda and cheeseburger pie are kind of the most popular.
Cheeseburger
ones.
Pie?
Yes.
And that has pickles in it? And
no, you have to explain that to it.
Yeah, I mean, no, we didn't put the pickles in because some people have, you know, feelings about pickles. But it's a grass-fed ground beef from Stemple Creek Ranch and cheddar cheese from Spring Hill Creamery.
Oh, nice.
And, you know, various seasonings and onions, and it's all just packed into a hand pie.
Marvelous. And, Tricia, how did your business start? What's your pie background?
You know, somebody had a bright idea. I actually had a grandmother who was a home ec teacher back when everyone was required to take home ec. So I started making pies in her kitchen when I was very young from the Gravenstein apple tree in the backyard. And I just never really stopped making pie. And same as Angelo, you know, I look at a meal and I think, can that be a pie? I'm pretty sure that can be a pie. Let me think about this for a minute. Yes, that can be a pie. Uh-huh.
But making pies with grandma to opening your own business, that's a big leap.
It's crazy talk.
Yeah. Had you ever owned a pie business or a restaurant or food-related business before?
Okay, so I briefly had, for about 3 years, I had a farmer's market stand.
All right.
I am a trained chocolatier as well, so I have, you know, some of those fancy double golds from the harvest fair. But really, I'm a waitress.
But waitress and pie go together,
yeah,
don't
they?
Sure, don't they?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So do you call everybody honey and stuff like that?
No. I never worked at Mel's. But
sugar. Home sugar.
You know, some people are dull. I'm not very good at names. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, maybe somebody's honey. I don't know.
So tell us your favorite or the hot selling pies in both the categories.
Well, so it's been actually a funny progression for us over these 3 months, because I love to look at things and go, oh, that can be a pie. And so I started with some fairly wacky pies, in my opinion. And what we've noticed, and I think it might be location and it might be just the climate of, you know, politics and the way people are feeling, our top sellers are chicken pot pie and apple pie. You know, make no mistake, people love the wacky stuff too, but they really want something that just makes them feel comfortable and happy.
And do you sell chicken pie pie too, Angela?
We do. Actually, when we first opened up, we didn't. And people would come in and say, I want the chicken pot pie. So we said, okay, you have to have chicken pot pie. You have to have lemon meringue, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. But yeah, people want what they know.
By and large.
Yes.
But of course, as an artist, both of you an artist, you want to experiment. You just don't want to be doing the same things over and over again.
So what's the wackiest thing you ever did?
Well, so one of the things I started with was a chicken mole hand pie, and it had a cocoa crust.
Well, hold on. Wait, say again?
Chicken mole hand, pie.
Hand pie. Right?
So I made my own mole, fruit, nuts, chilies, cocoa, deliciousness. And then I actually built cocoa into the crust.
Oh, into the crust. Yeah.
And I thought it was amazing. But people wanted chicken pot pie.
That sounds familiar.
So do both of you offer gluten-free pies?
Uh-huh.
And maybe not because you want to, but you have to, because this is the tenor of what people are asking. How did those sell at the bakery?
Well,
at Petaluma?
It's hard for us. We have make so many different kinds of pies. It's hard for us to do it every day. And so we do some, and we have to tell everybody we're not a gluten-free facility.
Yes, right. Mm-hmm.
But mainly, it's to order only.
And what is your gluten-free pie blend, just generally?
For the crust?
Yeah.
So we make a flour that is primarily rice and sorghum flour, and then there's an assortment of different starches and stuff.
But that's the basic, because it's a rice flour base.
Yeah.
What about you, Tricia?
But this is something you developed.
Yeah.
Is that correct? And are any of the commercial gluten-free flours, have you had experience with them, and do you have a favorite?
I tried a few of them. I haven't tried every single one.
Yeah.
And they were all okay to me.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But I thought you had blended in ground almond in some of your your gluten-free.
I have done that, but that's not like a regular item.
But that's an option, too. What about you, Tricia, for gluten-free?
Well, so we have our savory gluten-free pies are baked to order. We do have them available. Just give us a call an hour ahead. We'll pop them in the oven for you. And they're largely rice flour. Mm-hmm. There's a little cornstarch in there to lighten them up. And I sneak a little milk in to help with the browning and to give it a little more protein, a little more structure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to lie. I don't love it.
Right.
But my gluten-free friends think it's pretty fantastic.
Okay.
And then we always keep something in the refrigerated dessert case as well that's gluten-free. And in that arena, I try not to convince people that carob is chocolate, right? So I'm not trying to make a classic all-butter pastry crust. So, for instance, right now we have one, actually, Steve, that you like a great deal, which is our Dreamboat, which is a coconut cream pie, yeah. And it's got a coconut crust. Right. So it's just naturally gluten-free.
So I wanted to ask you, in that coconut crust, what else is in that besides coconut?
Stuff.
I mean, is there like some
She's
rice?
She's not telling you.
So you're not telling me.
There's no rice flour. It's coconut and coconut flour and some other stuff.
And other special things that may not say.
Yeah, we also make a coconut crust. It's more like a macaroon crust for some of our
But is it gluten-free?
Pies. Yeah.
Oh, you do a gluten-free also.
Yeah, so we also do like a cottage pie for some of our savory pies.
Just like crustless.
A mushroom. Yeah, it's got mashed potatoes on top. So everybody likes that, and it's vegan, and it's also gluten-free.
Okay. So what percentage of your clientele do you think are gluten? I'm always curious about, because it's become such a big business.
I don't know percentage. We do sell gluten-free pies every day. You know, the sweet ones, people buy them regardless of their gluten status. Mm. They don't mind. You know, they're perfectly happy to eat it. Because it still tastes good. Mm-hmm. I actually just rolled one out. It's the first time it's been outside my brain. I've never tasted it before. And it's got a honey nut Cheerio crust. Mm. Which
Did you
is
say
oat.
It's the first time it's been outside your brain?
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Uh-huh.
But that's a great idea, because now Cheerios are gluten-free.
They're gluten-free.
Oh, that's right.
Right. And so if you're not gluten-free, you can walk in and enjoy this pie just as much as anyone else. So it's hard for me to say what the numbers look like as far as truly gluten-free.
Okay, so we're going to take a quick break. I mean, really quick. I'm going to dump all the commercials because I want to just eat pie for the next 30 minutes. No, and could we slice up some savory pies, both Angelo and Tricia?
Okay? Sure.
Tricia from Whole Pie, which is a new pie establishment in Santa Rosa at the intersection of Farmers Lane and 4th Street. She's been open about 4 months or so.
Three months.
3 months. Whole Pie. And Angelo and your wife, Lena sacerdote of Petaluma Pie Company, right downtown. You can't miss it. Have been open, is it now 6 years?
Mm-hmm.
That's remarkable. Chef John Ash and Steve Garner celebrating National Pie Day, Monday, January 23rd. So if you don't want to make your own pie, here's a couple great options.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Sean Livingston, and this is the home of Golden State Warriors play-by-play, 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO.
Each day you fill your life with the ordinary, but each day in a little corner of the world, a festival comes alive and breaks the routine of ordinary. Hold it. Let's not get out of hand. Better, because this is a festival of lunch at Puerto Vallarta Mexican Restaurant. Choose from enchiladas, tacos, burritos, tostadas, or chili relleno, plus rice and beans starting at $5.95. Puerto Vallarta's specialty are pollo a la crema, which is sliced chicken breast sauteed with mushrooms, bell peppers, onions, and sour cream. And if you like fajitas, be prepared for excellence. It's a feastable of tantalizing tastes, and Puerto Vallarta has margarita specials every Tuesday and Wednesday for only $2.50 each. So come to a festival. A festival of food and fun for lunch and dinner. Only from Puerto Vallarta. 3333 Cleveland Avenue in Santa Rosa. Puerto Vallarta is taking reservations for family and office parties. And catering trays are available for your upcoming events.
DJ Sash and Glass has been a proud family-owned and operated company since 1960. Located at 2985 Wilgen Court in Santa Rosa, DJ's is your full-service residential and commercial glass company, supplying one of the largest and most trusted names in windows and doors, Milgard. Milgard windows are custom-made to order and designed to make a statement in any home. DJ's is proud to now feature the Essence Series windows from Milgard. DJ's specializes in heavy custom shower doors, custom and standard shower and tub enclosures, mirrors, skylights, and garden windows, or a simple repair to your screens, fixing a broken window, or cutting a glass piece to any size. DJ's in-house installation crew has you covered, from free in-home estimates to the completion of the job. Add a touch of class to your glass with the help of DJ's. 2985 Wilgen Court. Call 546-7344 and online at djsglass.com. DJ Sash and Glass.
Here at GNC Auto Body, we're committed to providing you with the best collision repair service in the industry. So we ask the question, when life smushes your car, what matters most to you?
Obviously, it's the quality.
Just that it gets done properly and that I don't have any issues later on down the road.
Being able to have a car that I can drive.
That my kids are safe.
Getting the car back like it was.
Can't tell that it had something wrong with it.
I just want to make sure it doesn't look like that person got their bumper done.
And did you know that they guarantee their paint and workmanship
relationship for the life of the car?
I did not know that. Well, now I do.
So how did we do?
Good job. I was happy with the service. I definitely would recommend the company. Very efficient. Everything was good.
We've had cars repaired here before. They always do a really great job.
My mother's been here many a times. Good, reliable service at a fair price.
Awesome. They did really good work.
It's no accident we've been voted one of the top 10 shops in America 4 years in a row. Now with 11 convenient Northern California locations to serve you. GNC Auto Body. We listen, we promise, we deliver.
We're the people pleasing business.
In the KS Auto Kitchen this morning, Chef John Ash and me, Steve Garner, celebrating National Pie Day, which is Monday, the 23rd, and we have a couple great pie bakers, which we're going to be tasting some pie. But I would stick around if I were you, because we have gift certificates for free pie at the end of the show. So some interesting statistics. 6 million, that's the number of men aged 35 to 54 who have ever eaten the last slice of pie and denied it, according to the American Pie Council. That's a true fact. And another true fact, which I thought was even more interesting, was 10% of Americans have passed off a store-bought pie as their own homemade. Oh, you're shaking
only
your
10?
Head.
Oh, yeah.
Only 10%. Well, that's how many admitted it.
I think it's probably higher than that. Because it's funny. I was talking to the guy who created a lot of the pies for Costco, and they sell a ton of them. And he said, that's what people do all the time. They don't want the fancy little things that people know that you didn't make, so leave off the pastry leaves and all that stuff.
This was an interesting fact, too. In Pennsylvania, Dutch country, where farmers ate pie 3 times a day, a young man would often present an elaborately carved rolling pin as an engagement gift to his future wife. Isn't that lovely? Trish is not impressed with that. I thought that was fairly impressive. And I so we're a pie eating people.
We are. We are. And one of the great ones were, it's a pie, but were our pasties, which was very much what they, would you tell us what a pasty is?
It's a hand pie.
It's a hand pie,
and it's meant to be packed in a lunchbox, so it's got a fairly sturdy crust.
In a lunchbox, and this is what the miners and farmers used to do, they would put it in their shirt pocket to keep
pocket
it warm.
Pie.
To keep it warm.
And you both do hand pies?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, Angela, what varieties do you have for savory pies today?
Okay, so I did bring the cheeseburger pie and the mushroom and goat gouda, because those are such popular pies. I also brought a Japanese curry pie with chicken. We also make it without chicken. And a sag aloo pie, which is like an Indian spinach and potato pie.
Man, man. And which ones did you bring? What flavors, Tricia?
Oh, I've got the Mr. Crunchy, which is a prosciutto and Emmenthaler with a little Dijon bechamel. I've got the lumberjack, which is steak and arugula with a gorgonzola cream. We've got the beer belly, which is beer braised short rib with onions. And then what else did I bring? Oh, I brought the globetrotter, which is artichoke and spinach.
Oh, so a vegetarian pie.
Well, sure. Yeah. For those.
Like vegetarian. Mm-hmm. So which one are you going to start with, John?
I don't know. I'm going to start with the one closest to me.
And pass me your platter, Tricia.
I have to do this.
So that's the cheeseburger pie.
The cheeseburger pie. I just have to see.
Do you know by pointing which one this is?
I think that might be the beer belly. Hopefully I can't really tell from here.
Beer belly. That sounds like me. Does this look like the beer belly?
Yes. So that's short rib braised in a little moonlight beer.
Short ribs.
So we should try all of these at the same time, don't you think? I mean, we should be talking about the same one.
You should add the short rib one.
Because it'll be too confusing. So the short rib one is here.
This is a great crust, Trish.
Thank you.
This is
very crunchy, lovely.
Thank you. Yeah, we work very hard. It's all hand done.
And either of you use whole wheat crusts at all, or are those just not very popular and difficult to work with?
I don't like whole wheat crust.
Okay.
We do get our organic flour. It's lovely. But I don't like whole wheat crust.
What about you, Angela?
Yeah, the same.
Oh.
It makes me sad.
I like whole wheat in my bread, but not really in my pie.
They're too tough, aren't they? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really hard to get them hydrated enough to be tender.
Well, I love the beer belly short rib savory pie.
That's a terrific pie.
Did you try the cheeseburger pie yet, or Angela's? Where's that one?
That's this one.
Okay. And are these always on the menu, both Trish and Angela, the ones we're tasting?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I love the Spring Hill cheddar in there. It's really nice.
That's a great idea.
Mm. Right?
And both of you hand roll your... Well, do you both have machines that roll your pie dough out? Or?
I don't have any machines. Here you go. I have machines right here on my arms.
And how many pies will you make a day, Tricia?
Oh, I don't know. I make a lot of pie every day.
I mean, would you... More than 10?
Oh, absolutely. Sure. Yes. I build and create, I don't know, 30 to 60 pies a day.
And what about your shop, Angela?
It's a similar amount. Really varies. On the weekends, we make a lot more pie.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, most of the ones we're making are individual size like we brought here. And we make a smaller number of large ones.
So for both of you, can people call you up and sort of say, I'd like the...
No.
What, no. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. What were you going to say?
Well, you know, maybe something from their childhood, you know.
Oh.
Angela, you mentioned kind of doing a shepherd's pie kind of thing. If I called you up and said, you know, my grandma used to make a... Can you not use grandma's recipe, but do something similar to that?
It really depends. If it's something close to what we already do. I used to do a lot more of that, but I kind of didn't... I don't like... experimenting, you know, trying something out for the first time on somebody just because they really want something.
Well, and there's also, you know, it depends on what you happen to have in the pantry or in the refrigerator. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't always have bananas or lemons or cherries. So yes and no, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we want to make you people happy. Yes, we want you to have the pie you want, but there are limitations. Mm-hmm.
And so the pie doughs that you make, do you do them in advance and freeze them ever and then use them that way? I mean, so, they freeze well, don't they?
Yeah, so actually all of our pies, not our sweets in the case, but all of our regular buttercrust pies go into the freezer first. I don't bake anything that hasn't been in the freezer.
What about you, Angela?
For our savory pies, a lot of them do get frozen before we bake them.
Mm-hmm.
For our dough, we go through so much of it. We just bake, put it in the fridge, and then roll it out and make pie with it.
So, but the technical side of that, it's important to put the dough in the fridge for a period of time so that the flour can get completely rehydrated and
absolutely
all of that. You can't just go straight from mixing to rolling it out.
No. We make the dough and we let it rest overnight before we deal with it at all. And then even after that, after we've rolled it, it rests again in the freezer.
So questions, fats. Do you only use butter?
I only use butter.
What about you, Angela?
We use a combination of organic butter and organic palm shortening, which is not hydrogenated and rainforest.
Is that the Spectrum Natural
brand?
Yeah,
the Spectrum one.
Okay, so you use a combination, all your crusts of a natural shortening and a organic butter.
That's right.
And you're all butter.
I'm all butter.
Is unsalted both, I'm assuming?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay. Well, of course. Sure. Of course, Steve. And what else goes into a pie dough? I mean, it's pretty basic, simple. Water,
flour, sugar, salt, butter. Done.
Now you said sugar goes in yours. What about you, Angela? Do you add any sugar?
We don't put sugar, but we do put a little vinegar.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
I always thought that was just an old wives' tale, grandmother.
Maybe it is.
No, it actually really works. You know, when we had Kenji on Lopez Alt from Serious Eats, he was kind of talking about that. And the other thing that he talked about, which I thought was really interesting, was a little vodka in there, which also helps kind of retard the development of
apple brandy or applejack also can be used.
Yeah, but alcohol like of any kind. Yeah.
Any type of alcohol. But no, you guys do water, but you're masters at this. So you don't make, like many people, they make two pies a year.
Sure.
So they're going to try to obviously increase their chances.
So what happens during times like this when we have a lot of rain and the air is, you have to adjust, don't you? Because it really is about feel. I mean, yes, there's a recipe, but... Then here it comes, moist air.
Absolutely, each time we get a new flour delivery, the flour's a little different, and we tweak the liquid, but not by much, you know, not enough that if you were making those two pies in your home kitchen that it would matter much. Mm.
Okay, why don't we take a break, and can we move on to some sweet pies next?
Sure.
Is that okay with you?
Absolutely.
We'll take a break, be right back. National Pie Day is coming up the 23rd, so prepare yourself. This is really
so
important.
Would you pronounce pie, because Steve, for those who don't know, is from Louisville, Kentucky. It's not pie. How do you say
it's pie?
That's right.
That's right.
Thank you.
Coast to coast, late night, all night, on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
You've heard about reverse mortgages 100 times on TV, but have you ever heard the whole story? Hi, I'm David Carter, NMLS ID 540322. I've been in the mortgage industry for 12 years, and I specialize in reverse mortgages. If you're 62 or older and you own your home, let's talk. Simply tell me your needs and goals, and I can explain how this great financial tool works. Call me at 707-235-8786 for an appointment. Santa Rosa is my home, and this is where I've guided people like you through the process for 12 years. There's no obligation. So call 707-235-8786 to learn more.
Reverse Mortgage Funding LLC is an equal housing lender. 1455 Broad Street, Bloomfield, New Jersey, 07003, NMLS 1019941. Full licensing at nmlsconsumeraccess.org. Not available to Hawaii and New York residents. Terms and conditions apply. Reverse mortgages are first mortgages. A reverse mortgage is a home secured debt payable upon default or maturity event. Call 973-842-2448 or 888-494-0882. Licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. Loans made or arranged pursuant to a California Finance Lender's Law license.
It's crab feed season at the Tides Wharf Restaurant in Bodega Bay. Sitting right on the water with gorgeous views of the bay, the Tides Wharf Restaurant serves fresh local seafood and American cuisine year-round. Starting Friday, January 13th, their popular crab feeds are back with fresh-caught chilled crab, their famous clam chowder, pasta, salad, and French bread. Served from 5 to 9 p.m., reservations are recommended. Call the Tides Wharf Restaurant at 875-3652 or go online to inatthetides.com. Make a weekend of it and book a room. Special room rates for crab feed guests. Each room at the Inn at the Tides has a view of the bay and fireplace rooms are available. You can enjoy breakfast at the Tides Wharf Restaurant starting at 7 a.m. Get your reservation for the Tides Wharf Restaurant crab feeds, only available twice each month through March. So call now, 875-3652 or online at inatthetides.com.
It's time to line your pockets with your share of Twin Pine Casino and Hotel's $100,000 cash giveaway. With two $25,000 grand prize drawings, January 28th and February 25th. And amazing cash drawings every Saturday through February. Come in, then cash in on the new year with Twin Pine Casino and Hotel's $100,000 cash giveaway. 15 miles north of Calistoga, Twin Pine Casino and Hotel, the only place to stay and play in wine country.
Does healthy eating habits fit into your New Year's resolution? Then shop the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market for fresh local produce. It's important to know where your food comes from, and you can meet the local farmers and ranchers who raise quality, locally grown food products for you to enjoy. At the market, you can savor a variety of delicious prepared foods. The market offers fresh local ingredients for healthy dinners, a variety of quality meats from beef, chicken, and pork to rabbit, along with seasonal fruits and vegetables. Taste the local goat cheeses from Two Rock Valley Goat Cheese. Sample the wonderful baked goods, jams, spices, and pastas. Everything you need to create memorable, healthy dinners is at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. Open year-round, rain or shine, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 till 1 p.m. at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
Sonoma County's News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
We're in the KSRO kitchen, which is the Pie Palace today, with Angelo Sacerdoti from Petaluma Pie Company and Tricia Davis from Whole Pie in Santa Rosa, celebrating a little, 48 hours early. National Pie Day is actually Monday, the 23rd, so we encourage you to patronize either of these outstanding professional pie makers or make your own pie. It's not that difficult, is it?
So I just looked up on Google. It's pretty interesting. That pie's origins, go back to the Greeks, isn't that funny, who were thought to be the originators of the pastry shell, which they made by combining flour and water. The wealthy Romans used many kinds of meats, even mussels and other types of seafood in their pies. That, according to, from The Brief History of Pie, which was an article that appeared in Time magazine.
It's beautiful. We have these, are these 6-inch pies?
They're five-inch pies.
And, pardon me. What are those? Why don't you pass those around?
Sure. So this first one here, I'll pass it to John. It's a matcha green tea pie. It has a chocolate ganache on the bottom and a matcha pastry cream on top.
So for people who don't know what matcha is,
it's a very intense green tea. It's in a powder form so that you can use it in like ceremonial green tea, and also it's used a lot in pastries.
Mm. Pass that to Tricia. Mm. Next one, Angela.
It's delicious.
Okay, so this is another newer one that's been very popular. It's a banana butterscotch with salted caramel. It has a little bit of bourbon in the butterscotch pastry cream.
Did you say bourbon?
Yes.
Okay.
I could have put scotch, but I prefer bourbon.
I think that was a smart move. Okay, and this is banana, say it again, banana butterscotch bourbon?
Banana butterscotch with salted caramel.
Oh, whoa. Mm. That's a pretty great banana pie.
And I brought all the kind of the over-the-top ones today.
Pass out to you, Tricia.
Thank you.
This one is our Elvis pie. It's a peanut butter cream on the bottom with bananas in the middle. And
wasn't his birthday just
cream.
A couple
it,
weeks
yeah,
ago?
Yeah, it was just, I missed it this year, but oh. Yeah. It was, he's a January baby like me. And and so it's got peanut butter, banana, and chocolate all in one pie.
Elvis had good taste, you know? I think that's a really delicious pie. Oh,
you like this one, John?
I do.
Oh.
Yeah, I do.
One year we tried to actually do the peanut butter, banana, and bacon pie, which is really what Elvis liked, and nobody bought it. And then this is the last one I brought, which is the apple pecan crumble with salted caramel.
That's a beautiful one, too. And these are on the menu today if people want to go down and get any of these.
Yes, we have them today.
Okay. That's a sturdy crust, that topping that... Mm-hmm. Oh, that's really good.
That's fantastic, isn't it? Yeah.
Being an apple pie judge, I really appreciate this. That's really interesting, the crust, how crackly it is.
The top or the bottom?
The top.
Yeah.
Brown sugar, yeah?
Yeah, brown sugar and oats and butter and flour.
That's really good. Tricia, why don't you start yours around? Which one is that?
Oh, okay. So that one is the one that's just... Today made it out of my brain. Okay. So it's a banana cream pie and a honey nut Cheerio crust.
Okay, banana cream pie and a honey nut Cheerio crust. So this is a gluten-free crust?
Indeed.
Okay. Wow. Wild.
It makes a nice crust. You know, it really does. It's light and... because the banana cream is so rich.
Right, and, right. And really I thought it would add delicious. A nice texture,
yeah,
too, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, I could tell you took three bites.
I did. Hey, don't rat me out on the air.
I was actually laughing at this one because the pastry cream is green because we actually steeped the bananas in it, you know, I just thought, oh, well, that's funny. It's green.
And is this the...
Oh, that's the dream boat there. That's your fave.
This is my fave.
Coconut cream with the coconut crust.
I just think this is an outstanding rendition of coconut cream. And this is gluten-free. Don't you think it's great?
That one there, John, is just our classic apple. Ham pie. You know, it's your go-to. You need a snack. You need breakfast. Your pie.
You absolutely know. I served that pie along with your apple for a birthday party last week. And everyone just did backflips.
Aw, thank you.
They did.
Yeah. It's just simple, you know. I really try to let things be what they are.
And what's this one, Tricia?
Classic apple.
Oh, classic apple. Okay.
You know those hostess pies we all inhaled as children?
Yes.
You know, and then later in life you pick one up thinking, oh, this is going to be so good. And you can't even swallow the bite that's in your mouth because it's so terrible. So this apple pie is my version of that. It's my grown-up.
Do you know what's nice about this? Not too sweet.
Right.
You know, you can taste the apple.
They're apples. Yeah. They want to be apples. Yeah.
Yum.
So is anyone hungry out there? You know what I think? I think we should give away some pie gift certificates.
Fantastic.
What do you think, John?
Yeah. Or maybe you and I will just keep them.
Well, you know, in the back of my devious mind was, they brought us this many. Well, you know, no one on Radioland knows how many they brought.
Yeah,
I could just say, oh, one in,
that's right.
Ended up in my vest pocket. Okay. Well, Tricia, why don't we start with you to give away your pie gift certificate to your new pie shop, Whole Pie, in Santa Rosa. Your favorite number. Mike, we're giving away pie now. I wanted to alert him because people will start calling. Your favorite number today between 1 and 5.
Oh, you want me to tell you now? 4.
Caller number 4 at 636-1350. Caller number 4 will win this gift certificate. It's all wrapped up so beautifully to The Whole Pie, a new pie shop in Santa Rosa. That's caller number 4.
Okay? Come on, lucky number 4.
It's like betting on a race, isn't it? Okay. So we'll stop there. We'll get a winner for that.
Yeah, we'll do that. But they're now, following this, though, just to tease you a little bit, there are some more.
There's more gift certificates from Petaluma Pie Company. By the way, what are your hours, Trish?
We're open every day but Tuesday from 11 until 7, which means you can stop in and have dinner and a pint of beer.
You serve beer?
Indeed we do.
Oh, that's different than many pie shops.
So what about cider?
We have cider as well. Too. We've got the Sonoma cider, and we've got Moonlight beer on tap.
Great.
A little Prosecco, a little bit of white wine, a little bit of red.
Fantastic.
Oh, how nice. And sandwiches, too, or just beer and pies?
Beer and pies.
Okay. And you're strictly pie, Angelo?
Yeah, I mean, we have the occasional soup, and we have salad.
No shots of vodka.
No, we used to have beer and wine.
Oh, you did.
But it was a hard sell in the pie shop for us. So when we expanded, it was too complicated to reapply.
Okay, so you're doing the one thing, and you're finding that people do come in for a pint of beer?
They do. I mean, I honestly think it's because we have death and taxes, and it's hard to go wrong with death and taxes and a pot pie.
Okay, Angelo, now we're giving away more pie right now. Angelo, your favorite number between 1 and 5?
Oh, 1 and 5.
No, let me do two. Here's one. We'll do two of these. We'll give away two. We have two gift certificates. Your two favorite numbers between 1 and 10?
Okay, 3 and 9.
Callers 3 and 9 will win each a gift certificate to Petaluma Pie Company in Petaluma. I'm sorry to do this to Mike.
I know. You're so mean. How's he going to keep those?
Guess what? Guess what he gets after this?
Oh, that's true.
He gets pie. Okay. He's happy to.
Yeah.
Callers number 3 and 9, gift certificate for Petaluma Pie Company. This is really great. So how are you guys celebrating on Monday? You're both open on Pie Day. You going to do anything special?
We are going to have a special deal because it is National Pie Day, January 23rd. No. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. So if you buy 1, 2, 3 pies, you'll get the fourth one free.
What?
Oh,
for mini pies.
Are you kidding?
No.
Oh, you're not kidding. Obviously, you wouldn't just make this up on the air. So buy 3 pies, get the 4th free.
Yes.
And you get these free. Most of these freeze pretty well, don't they? The non-custard ones.
Yeah, I've never tried freezing a banana cream pie.
Will the cream pies freeze, Trish?
I don't know why you would want to try that.
I wouldn't want to.
No.
Okay. Sounds like a bad idea.
And you're going to celebrate. You'll be open on Monday.
We're going to be open, and it's Monday, and we have pie.
And you have pie, so what better way to do it than that? Well, this was quite wonderful. Do you have anything to add? Any pies you'd like to see them make? Because I do.
Oh, yeah.
Which one? If you had to, just pretend they're not here.
There's a pie that I've made for you, which is kind of a riff on the apple pie, but it uses a kind of streusel crust that has Parmesan cheese in it.
Really?
In it. Yeah, it's a really old recipe. Mm. It's very simple to do, but it's that same idea of this kind of the sweet and the savory together, which I like.
And let me tell you, it's unbelievable.
I bet it is. It sounds delicious.
Really. Pretend he's not here because I'm going to shout out about this pie. This Parmesan streusel is mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Now, some people use Parmesan in the crust, though, don't they do a cheese?
You can, but I think it gets a little lost. It also, I find, makes the crust a little tough in there, because the cheese melts or sometimes doesn't melt as much as it should. So, but using it in the topping is really great.
And for me, of course, May is Kentucky Derby. I would like one of you to please make a Derby pie as a specialty for you.
Trademarked.
Have you heard of Derby pie?
Mm-hmm,
have you heard of Derby pie?
Yeah, it's trademarked, so they sue
That's
you
great.
If you try to make a Derby
yes,
pie.
Yes, you can't call it, but you can call it.
We make a chocolate bourbon pecan pie.
That's right. Yeah. You can do it. Or you can call it what I done before, Run for the Roses pie or Thoroughbred pie.
Or maybe I'll let the mint julep pie that's in my brain out.
Mint julep pie.
Sure.
That's it?
That's a good idea.
So there's another favorite one that we have to tell you about. We actually, Steve Garner, I can't believe it, actually baked, how many did you bake?
Nine
of these. And it's a famous pie from his, it is a pie. It's a tart, but it is so delicious.
It's called chess pie. And I've talked to Angelo about making chess pie, but he hasn't made it yet, even though I've begged him. It's the most wonderful custard-style southern pie that you've ever had in your life. John and I did 9 different recipes of chess pie, and we had a chess pie tasting about 16, 17 years ago. I made my chess pie, and I made John's. We did them blind, and mine came in first and John's second, and it was reversed for you. And we didn't even know what the other 7 pies were. Mm-hmm. We knew our pies so well. Yeah. So make a chess pie for me.
Okay.
Please.
I'm sorry, that was rude. That was very rude. But thank you both for coming in.
My pleasure.
And I know you're going to do wonderfully in your new location.
Thank you.
Whole pie.
Yes.
Thank you, Tricia. And Angelo, continued success in Petaluma. And everyone have a wonderful start to the week, regardless of your political affiliation. Remember, Pie Day is Monday, so celebrate that. Back next week?
Yeah.
We'll be having our East Coast wine gentlemen.
Oh, that's right. Their annual visit.
From the East Coast, we'll be tasting the unusual wines produced on the Eastern Seaboard. That coming up next week in Garden Talk. Thanks for listening. Coming up next, it's At the Table with Clark Wolf following the news. This is KSRO Santa Rosa.
The Kim Komando Show, Sundays noon to 3 on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
News Talk.
For a while, this crowd was too crowded to actually figure out what was going on. It was difficult to communicate exactly when and where this march was supposed to start. So now, some of these protesters taking things into their own hands. They're going to the White House, regardless of what the authorities are saying, Michelle.
ABC's Brad Milkey. President Trump may have seen some of those protesters outside the White House when he left in his limo today. The president, now at CIA headquarters.